Giants defense and all the things you see when you study them?
Yeah, they're talented. They're talented, and you can tell they're coached well. You know, they fly around with Spagnuolo. They do a lot of different things. They mix it up well. They heat you up. They make it look like they're heating you up and drop everybody out. So, you know, I think preparation is going to be huge this week. Going back to seeing how they played us last year, again, even those games, they mixed it up so well. So we just got to play our game.
Looks like you're going to have a new left guard. How do you feel about Chance stepping in there?
Yeah, you know, I don't know exactly what's going on with all of that, and that's obviously coach's decision. But, you know, I've said this from day one. I've felt extremely confident with the depth that we've had all throughout camp and everything. So who's ever out there, whatever five guys are out there, I'm more than confident they're going to do a good job.
Carson, a big part of your game is extending plays. How do you get you look at this week, Eli has played a ton of games consecutively. One of the reasons why is he tries to save himself by getting rid of the football. How do you kind of weigh those two things and make sure you stay healthy?
Yeah, I mean, every quarterback's different. You know, we're all our own players, so you don't play this game with fear of getting injured. You know, we all go out there, strap up, and hits are going to happen. It's football. You know, it's physical. So you don't think about those things. Obviously, just even from last year, I've learned how to protect myself much better. But there's still things that are going to happen. So it's just kind of part of the game, and you got to just constantly be weighing the pros and cons for when to take those chances, just like anything else.
You've been hit 19 times this year so far, which is actually the most in the NFL.
Okay.
You feeling okay?
I'm feeling great, yeah. Feeling
good. Is that sustainable over a 16-game season?
I mean, right now I feel good. You know, it's, you know, with the hits, it's a team thing. You know, it's the O-line, it's the running backs, it's me a lot of times hanging on to the ball, like we just talked about, trying to make plays. And sometimes we're making plays and I'm getting hit, but we're making the play. So you're just constantly weighing those things out. But, you know, fortunately, I feel good right now.
How much a part of the game do you want that to be, your scrambling?
Yeah, I think my scrambling is very situational. I mean, even on those runs, my eyes were downfield as I was scrambling, and then I just took off. You know, I think that's something the Chiefs presented where they were dropping eight. And so things weren't opening up, and I was able to buy some extra time. O-line did a good job, and just kind of keep plays alive that way. But, you know, I've said it from day one. Like, I always want to be a thrower first. Even when I start scrambling, I'm always trying to keep my eyes downfield and make a play throwing the ball first. But, you know, when the time calls for it, I have no fear in taking off and running and just, again, learning how to get down and protect myself.
It's clearly something in your skill set. Flip has spoken about making a play on your feet throughout the game. What's your willingness to do that in terms of design runs to come to that?
Yeah, you know, design runs are, I mean, in the National Football League, quarterback design runs are very limited. You know, it's a week-by-week thing, and coaches do a good job of knowing when the right time is for that. But I'm always more than willing, but it's a situational thing.
Carson, you guys had success with those back shoulder throws last game. You had the touchdown, the one to Torrey Smith also. Just what are the keys to executing those, both from your perspective?
Yeah. And honestly, with back shoulder throws, it just comes down to your guy making a play, giving him a chance, and really being on the same page. You know, I think that it's something that we worked on and talked about in the offseason. Even when you see it on tape, we just talk about, hey, that's a good look. Maybe I didn't throw back shoulder, but that's the look. You know, that's the time. And just being on the same page timing-wise is a huge part of it. And it was good to see that we were able to hit a couple of those with Torrey, with Alshon, and that's something we can build on.
Are there other quarterbacks that you watched film of or studied in terms of just making that throw?
Nobody in particular, but, you know, you see it all the time. I mean, good quarterbacks in this league can make that throw, you know, and I think, again, it comes down to guys being on the same page with their receivers, and you can tell that they've worked on it before when they're hitting them in games.
So the Giants are 0-2, and they know very, very rarely do 0-3 teams make the playoffs. How desperate of a team do you think you're going to be getting here on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, they're a good football team. Yeah, they're 0-2, but they are a good football team. They're a good football team last year. They're very similar to last year. So we can't by any means overlook them because they're 0-2. I mean, this is the National Football League. Anybody can beat anybody at any time. So we're excited that it's a home opener, that they're coming down here, and you know, hopefully we're hopefully gonna kick this home opener off the right way.
I'm gonna get back to this. The first time you've been home in a while.
Yeah.
Just finally get a home game, and just what's it gonna be like
Yeah, we're excited for it. We're excited for it. I mean, there's nothing like playing at the Link. You know, these fans are unbelievable. So just running out of that tunnel, I mean, we know how electric this place can be, and we know it'll be in full effect with a divisional rival coming down here from New York.
Back in college, you weren't as much of a volume passer as you are now. I mean, obviously, you're throwing the ball a lot. What has been the biggest adjustment to the higher volume pass attempts?
Other than throwing the ball more, I don't really know. You know, I think it's just kind of the nature of these games, how they've kind of unfolded. You know, it's you get down, you're throwing the ball, trying to catch up sometimes. We felt good with the passing game this last weekend, so that was just kind of the nature of the way things unfolded. But, you know, coaches call the plays, and I just roll with it. But, yeah, I don't know. The biggest adjustment between that and that, obviously we're just throwing the ball more.
Mentioned that the Giants, and you just did too, about how well they disguise blitzes and disguise coverages and stuff. What was the difference between when you faced them the first time last year, and were you a lot more comfortable when you saw them late in the season?
Yeah, the first time last year, they definitely brought more pressure. They brought it some in the second game, but they mixed up their looks. You know, they did it out of different fronts, different disguises, and even just going through the games this year. I mean, they do a good job of just disguising things and making you think one thing and bringing another thing. So sometimes you just got to go down to your standard operating procedure and just stay with your progressions and different things. And you're not always going to be perfect. You're not always going to be perfect against a defense like this. But when you do get the right call against the right look, there's definitely holes to be taken advantage of.
It's a small sample size, but some of the passes have been deflected this year more so than the past. What's the reason for it?
It's a good question. You know, that's a good question. I think again, they're all kind of situational. Some of them are on screens, and I got to throw some better screen balls. Some of them, sometimes the O-line's shutting down their D-line, so they just stop and just throw their arms up. There's different reasons every time, but that's something that we constantly got to be working on. Sometimes it's finding a better window. It's different things, but it can be frustrating. It can be annoying, but, again, it's all kind of situational. Yeah, I mean, obviously, anytime you're facing someone in a division, especially a division that we're in, where everyone's very talented, it's exciting. Again, we're excited to be at home for it, and I think starting the year off 2-0 in our division would be a big jump for us.
Did you do much of the screen game on the college level, and how much of that is a learned art, especially in the pros?
Yeah, we did a fair amount. Did a fair amount of screens in college, and I mean, there is an art to it to some extent, but you know, it was just kind of one of those games last game where it was a struggle to get it going from my standpoint and really everybody's.
With all of the videotape preparation you do, have you yourself kind of gotten more, I guess, maybe efficient in, you know, in there and knowing what to look for now?
For sure. I mean, the more you do anything, the more comfortable you get with it. Efficiency is the name of the game in my life, just with kind of everything I do and being efficient and effective with my time. So, yeah, definitely in the mornings there watching the tape with other quarterbacks, gotten much more efficient with how we study and how we break down tape, without a doubt.
Maybe a little less time than you used to spend?
I wouldn't say less time. You're covering more. You're covering more, or maybe having a little extra time to go through the game plan or come up with ideas or different things. But just being efficient with it and kind of being specific with the approach, now that I've had a year of doing it, it's definitely helped a lot.
Thanks,
everybody.